The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Thursday, February 19th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, we have some distinguished guests in studio. To them, as they come and tell me about their big fun run walk. But we're going to go in detail about who's our guest. But before then, I have some housekeeping. I'm kind of excited about reading it because 242 Day is coming up soon. Right? 242 Day is on Tuesday, February 24th. This and every 24th of February, the 242 Day is we celebrate the 24th day of the second month. Show your Bahamian pride, fly your Bahamian flags, wear Bahamas flag colors, eat Bahamian foods, create and listen to Bahamian music, donate in sequence of 242. 242, do something 242 times or 2.42 times, etc. Merchants, we want you to consider pricing items at $2.42 or $24.20 or just $242 or anything like that. We're going to have fun. Let it be fun. 242 Day is going to be on the 24th of February, and we here at Guardian Radio, we shall be celebrating. Of course, I have some big announcements going to be read that on one and for one night only. I'm going to even read this twice at the beginning of the show and at the end of the show. For one night only on February 24th at 7 p.m. at Kana, Bahama, legendary butcher Dario Cecchini will be in the house, right? He will be on the Kana restaurant in person for an indulgent of $300 per person tasting menu featuring West Home nature-led Australian Wagyu. Now, I know what Wagyu is. That's expensive beef. When I was a butler years ago, they was charging $2,000 for a piece of Wagyu meat. And that's just one meal. So I'm kind of excited trying to see if I can get there to at least taste what a Wagyu tastes like, right? This is true VIP dining. It's limited seats, of course, and we want you to reserve now. You know, when you have high-end things happening in the Bahamas, you get excited. So it's $300. I need to get one of my sponsors. Just let me go and do that and experience that. But in studio today, we have Miss Erin Storr and we have Miss Patrice Moxie, who are here from the Cancer Society of the Bahamas. And they are planning for a big event that is happening on... See, this is where you get your notes. They're celebrating their 20th annual Stride for Life Fun Run Walk. It's going to be coming out of Goodman's Bay. Of course, it's going to be organized by Four Season Race Management. But I want to get some more details about what the Cancer Society is doing. Why is this fun walk thing happening? But of course, I need to get a background information on what all the Cancer Society is doing. So without further ado, I welcome Miss Erin Storr, who is an administrator there at the Cancer Society. How you doing, Ms. Erin?
I am wonderful, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
And I see you bring the assistant administrator with you.
Oh, yes, I needed backup.
Yes. You know she's not going to be quiet today. We're going to have her included in this conversation.
Oh, definitely.
Good. So tell me about the Cancer Society. What you're doing and how important is it?
Well, you know, cancer has affected almost every household here in the Bahamas. And the Cancer Society has been in existence for 50 years, yes. Started in 1976. So this is a milestone for us. And the Cancer Society, we are located 2 doors south of Zedness, or right behind Evangelistic Temple Church, mm-hmm. off Collins Avenue. And they have been there for, like I say, 50 years. And the Cancer Society is there to support those that have been diagnosed with cancer. been diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, like I say, people have been touched by cancer one way or the other. And the Cancer Society is there to support those that have been diagnosed, survivors, and caregivers. And a lot of persons don't know that the Cancer Society also accommodate persons from the family island that is here in Nassau undergoing cancer treatment.
And I heard about that before, and I didn't want to interrupt you because I was enjoying what you were saying. But there are a number of people who came from the family islands and looking for places to stay.
Yes.
And I heard that the Cancer Society, through their charity networks or their fundraisers,
yes,
tend to sponsor, I can put that in quotes.
Well,
how does that go?
We have a 10-room suite, family island, along with their caregiver. They stay at our facility free of charge.
Really?
Free. As long as they undergo cancer treatment. And this is from donations, fundraising events such as this, that we are able to accommodate these persons. We also transport them to and from their medical facility, the doctor's appointment, the grocery store, or wherever their needs are met, we take them. And it's also free. They don't pay not $1. And it's all because of the public, corporations like yourselves and others, that donate to the Cancer Society, that come out and partake in our fundraising events.
And I want us to backtrack back a bit. And this is where I'm going to have Ms. Moxie joining the conversation. See? Of course, we have a blight of cancer happening into the Bahamas.
Yes.
And we need support. And the Cancer Society is here to give that support.
Yes.
Right? And this is why you have the fundraisers to spend and help those persons in need. But going back to the family island and those people who need the support from the Cancer Society, how does one in the family island get access?
Well, we have branches in the family islands. We have Abaco, Eleuthera, Exuma, Cat Island, San Salvador, and Andros. We have three in Andros. Thank you. We have three in Andros. We have North, South, and Central, and Mangrove Key.
Mm-hmm.
So persons, we ask them that are branches, mm-hmm, you know, to reach out to the community and identify persons who may need assistance. And the branches help with maybe airfare for them to come over.
Mm-hmm.
And once they come over, you know, they can stay at our facility. But sometimes persons don't even know who come from the island, don't even know about our facility, but they hear it from oncology.
Mm-hmm.
So once they go to PMH to get their treatment, and, you know, they start talking, well, you know, it's expensive flying back and forth, you know, and I don't have the funds to pay for my treatment and airfare. And they would say, you know, the Cancer Society has put up people.
Mm.
And they were like, really? Yes. So, you know, they would come to us and they say that they need a place to stay. And if we have availability, they are free and welcome to stay with us.
I have a phone call. Someone wants to engage you. So we'll have this caller come join the conversation as we learn more about how does the Cancer Society support persons who are going through this ordeal. But let's go to this caller first of all. Go ahead, caller. Guy named Ms. Erin Storr, who's an administrator at the Cancer Society. And with her is Ms. Patrice Moxie, who's kind of quiet right now, but she'll join in the conversation later on. Go ahead, dear caller.
Hey, great to see you and your guests. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Right, this is a serious topic we're having right now, right? Based on the fact that we have a lot of health illnesses in the Bahamas due to cancer and other health issues, right? Question for you, yeah. Which percentage of the cancer rates in the Bahamas is actually self-inflicted? Based on the fact that you ever see the way we eat and the things that we consume and put in our bodies, I think, in my opinion, right, that a lot of cancers are actually self-inflicted. We eat processed foods on a daily basis. For breakfast, we have potato chip, hot pot, and Coke soda. Lunch, we have fast food. Dinner, we have fast food. We don't eat properly, period. Second thing, right? Smoking. Man, I see the other day, right? I go and carry one of my workers to go buy some cigarettes. I say, man, look here, he wants some Rodman cigarettes, right? I say, how much you want? He say, hey, give me four Rodman cigarettes. The thing, have on it, smoking may cause cancer. Now, he read this now. Looking at this, and still smoking a cigarette. So I say, man, look here, you would think you stupid for smoking this, right? That's how the conversation going. Man, boss, man, I just want three cigarettes. He still won't smoke the cigarette. Everything on the item, saying may cause cancer. So how much of this percentage is actually self-inflicted with cancer?
Okay, thank you very much, Carl. I'm not sure if you noticed the stats for that. But what about support about mental health for persons who are dealing with it? Does Cancer Society
yes,
get that?
Yes, we have a support group, and the support group meets every second and fourth Thursday of the month. And it is not only for persons diagnosed, it's also for caregivers too. Because, you know, the caregivers play an important role with helping the... So, you know, as the callers say, self-inflicted, some of them are, but we all have cells in our bodies.
Mm.
And some is genetic, some is environment, environmental, some is stress. And yes, because we don't have a healthy lifestyle, it can cause those cells to go away and become cancerous. Sometimes you have persons that never smoke,
mm-hmm.
never drank, but yes, develop cancer. You know, so these are, we all have these cells in our bodies, and it all depends on our genetics and our lifestyle. You know, these things happen.
Okay, we have another caller who wants to engage you, so let's allow this caller to do that. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, CA, and good morning to the members representing the Cancer Society of the Bahamas. The three things that we can all say possibly contribute to the matter of cancer would be food, air, and water. And right now, as it stands, we import a whole lot of foods in here. I don't know what kind of testing is done upon food, and upon the food in particular, meats, dairy products, so on and so forth. And then two, a lot of Bahamians tend to eat out more than cook their meals today, which means that most of the foods are probably done in polyunsaturated fats, grease, oils, so on and so forth. So it's a combination of things that we need to focus on. I think the primary thing right now, which all you guys are doing, is the educational side of it. You will get the education, but some persons will follow the education that is really given, and then you have some that will just ignore it and still continue in the habits that we have. So, you know, I think support for Cancer Society, as the lady says, in closing, particular cells in our body that can be triggered by certain parameters once introduced. So I think, you know, we need to do a much better job of nutrition more than anything right now, especially as it pertains to our diet. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much. I didn't expect to have so many phone calls. I mean, we have another one that's waiting. Everybody wants to engage you. But do you want to comment to that?
Yes. Yes. It is healthier lifestyles. And at the Cancer Society, every month we highlight a different cancer. January was cervical cancer. And that's another cancer that's on the rise for females other than breast cancer. And we do go out and educate, and we have our presentations every month talking about the cancer, and we teach about cancer awareness, early detection. And a lot of times, persons don't have proper screening or go to the doctor for regular checkup.
Mm-hmm.
And they only go when there is a problem, and the problem persists because drinking tea or rubbing down with this or drinking soursop leaf and stuff is not working. So then they have to go to the doctor, and then when they discover that the cancer has now advanced.
Yes.
You know, so we encourage early screening or regular screening. You know, make it a point to go to your doctor once a year and get your annual screening. I know NHI have the free screenings,
mm-hmm.
you know, so sign up with one and get your free screenings. And know your body. Know when there's something wrong. Gas pain don't last for 2 weeks in the same spot,
mm-hmm.
you know. So when you have a condition or a symptom like that, and the pain is constant in one place, that's a red flag that you
that's
need
a sign,
to go.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a red flag. Go and see a doctor. But we are so fearful of what the doctor is going to say, so we try to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. We try to take care of it ourselves. And then when we realize it's too far gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then there's nothing the doctor.
You said you have a concentrate on a particular cancer every month?
Every month. This month is brain cancer, and next month is colon cancer, and we have invited Dr. Bevan and Moxie to speak. And the meetings are via Zoom. So you can just tune in, sitting in your bedroom, in the kitchen, on the drive home. But, you know, we encourage the public to listen to these presentations, because they can be very helpful, because you can learn something about a symptom or somebody else, or even spread the message. And then somebody said, you know, well, I've been having a similar symptom. Go and get it checked out, mm. you know? So we have it every month.
So where can I access information to know that there's a...
Right at our website, www.cancersocietybahamas.org. And you can click on the news tab, and that will give you all the past presentations we've had for over the past 3-4 years. So liver, bladder, kidney, brain, cervical, breast, prostate, pancreas, and, you know, goes on. And you can go and you can listen to clinical doctors speak about the symptoms, awareness of these diseases.
We have more people who want to engage you. Let me allow them to have a chance. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM right now. Who's speaking is Ms. Erin Storr, who's an administrator at the Cancer Society of the Bahamas. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You there? You're live. So let's talk fundraisers because the person's disconnected. You do a number of fundraisers. I know we're going to talk about the fun run walk. Mm-hmm. But what type of fundraisers do you do?
Well, we have yearly, we have about 4 major ones. We start the year off with our golf tournament, which was in May, and that is at Bahama Golf Course. Mm-hmm. Then we would have the Stride for Life walk in February. In May, we have the ball, the annual ball that everybody likes to go to,
Ball.
That's the one they like to dress up to. Yes, that's another big one. And then we have Love Lights a Tree. We erect a 40-foot Christmas tree out by the Mall of Marathon.
Well, that's you.
That's the Cancer Society.
Okay. Okay.
And that has been up for 35 years.
Wow.
Yes. A lot of persons would pass it and say, oh, the mall put up a big Christmas tree. No, that is the Cancer Society. And that tree would represent those that have survived and to remember those that have lost the fight. Mm-hmm. And just to say that we're in with you, the Cancer Society, in help in the fight against cancer.
Okay.
And then we also have another event that doesn't happen yearly, but they put it on like every 2 years, an evening at the races.
Evening at the races?
Yes.
What's
it
that?
It happened November 22nd last year, and it's like a...
Okay.
Yeah.
You have horses running?
Oh, yes. Pre-recorded horses.
Oh.
Not live horses.
Okay. Okay.
So we have pre-recorded horses. And the fun is that you can sponsor a horse, so you can name your horse, you know, whatever you want, or you could sponsor a whole race and name the whole race of horses.
I like that.
Yeah, and you play with voucher money, and if you win, you know, we're hoping that you would donate it back to the Cancer Society.
Of course.
But yes, it's a very fun event, and you know, it's different from the ball. It's different from the walk. It's different from the golf. So we try to get a plethora of persons, you know, to support the Cancer Society because some people don't like the ball. You know, some people can't play golf. And some persons don't like the walk, which, you know, we should encourage persons to, you know, to walk and have a healthier lifestyle. So we have these different fundraising events to raise money to continue our mission at the Cancer Society.
Okay. Let's see if these callers come through this time. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. Can you hear us this time? I see you. Let's go to the next one. Guiding Radio AM. Can you hear us?
Hi, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I can hear you now.
Yes. How are you doing?
Good morning.
So I'm calling from North Carolina. This is Dr. Lavette Scott. And I did my dissertation on breast cancer women in the Bahamas. That was back in 2011, and I did a few presentations with the Breast Cancer Society.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer Society will, you know, like to get my information. If you Google my name and I guess my dissertation name, you'll definitely see it.
Give me the name again.
Offered. It's Levette Scott. That's L-E-V-E-T-T-E.
Mm-hmm. Scott.
And yeah, I did. My dissertation focused on dysfunctional career thoughts of Bahamian women living in the Bahamas. And I got some good, you know, results from it. It didn't yield a lot, but I was still able to get some and finding that, you know, definitely younger women having higher dysfunctional thoughts. And I also look at spirituality, how that also affected as well. So if I didn't get the young lady's name, I was listening to the call while I was driving home, but I can leave my name and number, and I don't mind presenting if it's on virtual, I can do that because, you know, everything is virtual nowadays. So, yeah. But it really is a good area. And I'm also a registered nurse for over about 30 years or so. So that's why I wanted, when I went into the counseling field, I wanted to do bring in my nursing and my counseling field. And that's why I came up with the breast cancer dissertation. Like I said, it's been some time, but I've done a few. I think I did it with Chivago and Dwight. I think I went on Dwight's show and did my my results, and I also did it with Chivago's show as well. That on the problem is they reach out to me.
Yes.
I'll text you so you can have my number.
Good.
Okay. Yes, you can send me an email at admin, A-D-M-I-N, at KansasSociety.org.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Doctor. We have another caller who wants to engage us. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You live? I think this is particular lying. Okay. Caller, I've been trying to get you on this particular lying. But now we're talking about fundraisers. You listed a number of fundraisers that you have done. But now we're going to talk about this fun run walk.
Yes.
When is it?
It is Saturday, February 28th, starting at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Now, for 19 years, we've had it at the Cancer Society Bahamas grounds. So I don't want persons to go there that morning thinking, because you know you have this one-track mind where you've done it for so many years.
I know where it is.
You know your car just automatically just drive there.
Mm-hmm.
No, we want you to come to Goodman's Bay on Saturday, February 28th for our Stride for Life Fun Run Walk.
And Marshall Major, who's the premier race coordinator in the Bahamas, is going to be organizing this fun run walk.
Yes.
And I'm going to bring him in now, Four Seasons, his company. I'm going to bring him in now to explain all the procedures and what's going to be happening for this event.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, the running world. Thank you, Cancer Society, for engaging us for yet the fourth year. This is the fourth year that the Cancer Society has engaged the services of Four Seasons Race Management. We are very grateful for it. Obviously, we're doing something right.
Yes.
We're doing something
every
right.
Every day it gets bigger and better.
Thanks, Marcel. You're very welcome. So we're happy again, my wife and I, Teresa. We're very happy to be the owners of Four Seasons Race Management and to be able to put off events such as these. We don't just do the races. We love doing the races. And my wife usually says that this is our ministry. So we're happy to be able to showcase our ministry. We're excited that on February 28th, we're going to take the Cancer Society to a new venue. And it's going to be on Goodman's Bay, as, of course, it's the 20th year, which means then that we want to come up with a big bang.
Yes.
And we are anticipating 1,000 of you Bahamians that are listening to me now to come out on Goodman's Bay on February 28th to not only participate in the event, but also give back to the wonderful things that the Cancer Society is doing. So the event is going to be February 28th. So it's next week, Saturday, at Goodman's Bay, 6 a.m. sharp. The registration and the packet pickup is going to be next week, Monday to Friday, at the Cancer Society's office in Centerville. The prices is $35.
Yes.
$35 for the adults. And $25 for the children. So we're inviting all corporate people, the corporate Bahamas, the teams, the churches, everybody to come on down and form groups, form teams. There are going to be awards for the group with the most participants. There's awards for walkers and the runners. We have three routes. So
no,
there is no excuse.
No, Marshall, you got to slow it down for me. All kind of things be happening at your event. So I want you to... Any other grouping or who's going to be out there with the Cancer Society or just be Cancer
We're
Society?
Just inviting the entire public.
Okay.
There's no other grouping. I hope not.
Survivors.
Mm-hmm.
The cancer survivors and the entire public. We're inviting them. They're going to be paying special tribute and awards to the cancer survivors.
Okay.
So
is that going to be at the event?
At the event, we're going to call them up and give them a special tribute. So if you have anybody who is a survivor and haven't participated in these 20 years of putting off this exciting event,
mm-hmm.
this is your opportunity now to register them and bring them down.
And let them know the registration fee for survivors is
$20.
$20?
Yeah. $20.
Okay, let's go through that prices again. So the regular fee is $35.
$35 for the adults, $25 for the children.
For the children.
If you are a survivor, mm-hmm. we rely on your honesty. You just say, I'm a survivor.
Yes.
You come to the Cancer Society, you pay your $20, you get a wonderful shirt that is designed by Four Seasons. And a medal that is designed by Four Seasons.
I can pre-register?
You can pre-register on the Cancer Society's. I'll let Erin give you a website address.
Mm-hmm. So it's cancersocietybahamas.org. You go on to the Stride for Life section of that.
Mm-hmm.
You will just register, select your age group, whether you're male, female, your shirt size, and you make your payment at that time. If you are a survivor, it's good to note that as well, because your price is different for $20.
And can I pay cash?
Pay cash.
I can walk in.
Credit card.
Or bank transfer.
Bank transfer.
We'll make it easy.
Yes. We make it convenient for everyone. And you can go on our website and you can register. You can register up to 3 persons at a time.
Okay.
But if you are a company and you want to register more than 3 persons, if you want to register like 30 or 40,
mm-hmm.
you can just give us a call and we will send you the group registration form. Yes. And we can send you the banking information for you to make payment.
Let's walk me through that process for those who are listening and say that I'm bringing up a group. I have my 10. So I am calling you, having that conversation. And let's say I want to pay cash, so I'm going to drive to your office.
Yes.
So walk me through that. How's that process?
So they can come to our office, and they would write down the names of the 10 persons, 5, 10, 15, how many persons,
mm-hmm.
and they will pay cash. Now, we get our swag bags are donated from Shoe Village.
You know, I slow you down and say inheriting is free.
Yes, Shoe Village has donated.
With all the being the swag bag.
Man, listen, you got to register. It comes with a shirt,
mm-hmm.
and we have different stuffers, mm-hmm. and we also have some of those same companies that will be in the Race Village giving out goodies.
Talk with the Race Village. That's why I was asking if anyone's going to be there.
So, Race Village, we have a Race Village. We have about 13 boots. 13 boots. So, Marcel will tell you more about the other persons that will have the booth. But we have some of our wholesalers that will be there,
mm-hmm.
given of their brands. So, we encourage persons, when you come out that day, bring back your backpack that your shirt come in,
mm-hmm.
so you can fill them up with goodies.
Yes. See, this is what I like Four Seasons. They tend to have a fair.
We don't have stuff at Four Seasons.
That's why I said, Marcel, who all could be here? Because I know when you do your thing, just be a fair. I come there and I say, what do I take home with me after I finish walking?
Make sure you bring your bag empty now. So bring your bag empty so that you can fill it with goods from the Albinus.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be giving away all of their sample products. NASA Agency Limited,
mm-hmm.
and they have a wonderful array of products that they always give away.
Mm-hmm.
We got Thompson's Trading, of mm-hmm. course. You know they got the Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you finish that 10K, that 5K, or that easy breezy mile,
mm-hmm.
you can come right there and get nice Gatorade, mm-hmm. very nice refreshing Gatorade. Along this time, they promised us that they would bring some of their goodies to give away as well too, because they usually just bring the Gatorade.
Yes.
They know that we're expecting 1,000 of you, 1,000 of you,
1,000 Bahamians will be out there.
Bahamians, mm-hmm. 1,000 of you to be out there on February 28th. So we got, we also have health screening as well. Health screening by Miss Latina Cooper at mm-hmm. HealthWise.
Mm-hmm.
We have Bahamas Wholesale Agency. They'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Island Hotel as well too, and plus Lowe's. Of course, the Cancer Society will have their tent there as well too, displaying their stuff. Yeah. But there's a company that is going to be giving out fruit bowls. I could never pronounce ICI or I. I'll have to get with the owner for her to give me the. But their food bowl is to die for. It's awesome, right? So you want to bring $5 just to participate to patronize that particular vendor.
That's good to know.
But it's going to be an amazing event. Of course, those that are very competitive. We have a competitive event for you that you can win.
Tell me about the competitive event.
All right, so we got three routes. The route Route A will take you from Goodmans Bay to Malaya Roundabout. We call that the easy breezy route. There's no awards.
So that's the one I walk in.
Yeah, that's okay. The one you walk, that's run, push, skate, whatever you want to do.
That's
you
the
can
one
do it on
I
that
participate
route.
In. Okay.
Of course, every participant that crosses the finish line will get one of our wonderful finishers medals.
Really?
And it,
yes.
Yeah, everyone. Everyone gets a finishers medal. Now, the awards are for the second route, which is Route B, that takes you from Goodmans Bay to Sandals Roundabout.
Okay.
That is just for walkers only.
Okay.
And you competitive, y'all are very aggressive, so listen to me very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
The award will be for just the first person in each age category.
Okay.
Not for second and third this time.
That's easy breezes.
Easy breezy, no award.
No award.
Walkers only walkers. From Goodmans Bay to Sandals.
And the categories.
And the age categories range in increments of 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's six categories from 19 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
19 to...
Over
60. Over, to straight up to over 65 and plus.
Okay.
But as I mentioned, there is only going to be an award for the first in each category, male and female.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the walkers only. Mm-hmm. Then the runners will go from Goodmans Bay to Sandyport. And they will also have the same age categories.
Sandyport Farmer.
That's only 10K, man.
I don't like running.
10K, that's,
go ahead.
That's 6.2 miles. So then there, you could walk, you could also participate in these as a non-competitive participant as well too.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to compete for an award, the walkers only from Goodmans Bay to Sandals,
mm-hmm.
the runners Goodmans Bay to Sandyport. Remember, it's only for the first person.
That for both running and walking?
Both for running and walking. Now, walkers, we're going to rely on your honesty now. Some of you guys like to cheat.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have enough marshals to police our event. So we rely on the walkers' honesty.
It's a charity event.
To walk. Yeah, man. Some of them go running, walking.
So where do you have your fair? Where's the fair stat going to be set up?
It's going to be on the field. It's
okay.
A race. The race village is going to be on the Goodmans Bay Field.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten permission from the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I must say a shout out to them, who has always been very supportive of the Cancer Society.
Mm-hmm.
They usually lend their services gratis to
okay.
the Cancer Society.
Okay.
So we want to shout out to Office Commissioner Knowles and her fine men and women at the police force. The race village is going to have a lot of excitement. We have one or two surprise entertainment.
Entertainment too?
Yeah, one, just one. Now, we don't want to bore you. We want you to participate. Come on down. We're also going to have some sauce.
I was going to ask
for
sauce.
Survivors.
Breakfast
for the survivors. So, survivors, if you're a girl, you want to get some nice, well-seasoned sauce.
Nice.
You have to come down on
Saturday. Nice. And I believe in celebrating survivors. I understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
So it's good that you're all considering them and remember them all the time to the various events. So I'm excited about
it's
this.
It's going to be an exciting event.
Okay. What about parking?
We're going to have overnight security that is going to assist us with the parking.
Elite security.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have parking on the Verges. You can find a space.
Mm-hmm.
Come early.
It's 1,000 of us.
It's 1,000 of you. So you got to...
We'll provide some designated parking.
Yeah, we'll have
some
designated parking.
Because we don't want persons to come and can't find a parking and then leaves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? So we're going to have some
so come
designated
early.
Parking. So come early to get those
come
designated
early.
Or
parking.
Or even carpool.
Carpool.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Cancer Society booth that is going to be there. What's going to be happening with the booth?
Well, we'll be giving out information about cancer and awareness and early detection. We also will be giving out our fruits at the booth. You
I like
know?
Fruits.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
These complimentary fruits at the booth?
Well, we're still reaching out to
okay.
out there to get our donation for our fruits.
I like
Orange.
Asking these things before I reach.
Yes.
I
anyone out there listening to the sound of my voice and want to donate some cases of apples and orange and bananas,
mm-hmm.
you know, just give me a call at the Cancer Society, 323-4441 or 323-4482.
One thing I'd like to say, CA, is when the committee, Aaron, and the other committees, our president, Rochelle, and we have another committee member, Patrice Ritchie.
You need to bring them next time.
When we met originally for the planning for this year's event, we said, well, you think we get Corporate Bahamas to donate a vehicle, Corporate Bahamas?
Yes.
If you're listening, we've reached out to all of the car dealers in the country. And unfortunately, none of them by the invitation.
When
but
you say donate a vehicle, what you need?
We are anticipating a grand event of having a raffle.
Raffling
a car at the event to attract these 1,000 people.
You have people from SAC who's donating things like that.
We reached out. We reached out to every car dealer. We sent letters there.
You should have told me earlier so I can make some phone calls.
But it's not too late, see? It's not too late. The event is next week. We just need that vehicle. We wanted to raffle it off in excitement. We were going to pick a few persons and let 10 of them come up and pick the right key.
I like that.
But we didn't get.
Yeah. It ain't too late, like you said.
It ain't too late. Yeah. It's not too late.
I can start calling and make some phone calls.
And it doesn't have to be a high-end car. You know, it can be one of those $5,000 Japanese vehicles. Just a vehicle to bring the excitement and allow people to come and experience this event.
See the humor? See my humor here? I know a person who's running for election who have plenty cars.
donate one of the buses, but they use it because you ain't got no use for them afterwards.
Donate it. And push it.
We wanted this car to be a grand event this year because this is our 50th anniversary. Is our 50th anniversary.
So it's not too late.
So if you're listening now, we need a car.
Reach out to the Cancer Society. I'll call Aaron's store and say, "Your store, we got that car.
We get the car.
Yeah, it's not too late.
Or even 2, 3, 4 cars.
Even 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cars.
You'd be like,
we won't be too greedy.
Yes, one will do.
Just one will do.
I like it. Yes. So before we conclude, we want to talk, give a brief synopsis of what all the Cancer Society is doing again. So I allow Ms. Erin Starr to do that synopsis about everything again.
Okay, but first of all, I want to acknowledge our sponsors.
Of course,
yes, indeed.
You know, Marcel talked about all the other vendors that will be there. But without these sponsors, you know, giving us our seed to start this off, you know, it wouldn't be possible and successful. So we want to acknowledge CG Atlantic Group of Companies. They are our title sponsor this year. You know, this is our 20th walk, 2 decades of striding and showing. And CG Atlantic came on board this year and became our title sponsor. We have RBC. RBC sponsored us last year, and they came on board again this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to say thank you to all those sponsors. We have Pindus Custom Brokerage,
mm-hmm.
which is a partner of Life. Sorry, partner of Life. And then we have BPL, partner of Hope. And then we have Dalbinus and Lowe's Wholesale and BWA and the others. But, you know, without sponsorship, and it's not too late to sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late. You can just give us a call, or again, you can shoot me an email at admin@cancersocietybahamas.org and let me know that you want to sponsor. Our sponsor tiers start at a 500, mm-hmm. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 and 15,000.
What if I want a booth?
A booth only costs $200.
Oh, okay.
Only $200. Okay. So if you want a booth to sell your wares, your brands, mm-hmm. or, you know, bring awareness to help us with the Cancer Society, just give us a call and Marcel will execute by getting their booth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with the Cancer Society, you know, our purpose of raising these funds is to help cancer patients and their families throughout the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
not just in Nassau, but all over the Bahama Islands. And we're working on an expansion project.
Mm.
So that's why we need all the help from the general public to help us make this successful, because our expansion project is going to add an additional 10 more rooms than what we have to accommodate persons, because we have a revolving door,
mm-hmm.
where some months we are full up and then we tell persons we don't have a room,
mm.
and then others, once they finish their treatment, they go back home and then we have availability. But this expansion project will not only help the family islanders but also Nassau-based cancer patients.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So you see why we need the help.
Yes.
And all of this, like I said, all of this, you know, they stay there free of charge.
Where is the housing?
The housing is right there at the Cancer Society.
Opposite side or in the building itself?
Right next to the main building.
Okay.
So once you come 2 doors south of Zedness and you see the big white 2-story building,
mm-hmm.
just come into the double doors and we will be more than welcome to give you a tour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to make no appointment or anything. You walk in and you say, "Well, I heard the lady on the radio talking about the Cancer Society. Can I see what the room looks like?" Mm-hmm. And we will give them a tour, because we like to show persons where their donation has gone to,
mm-hmm.
and who it has affected.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
And sometimes we just need to know that these things are happening.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
And you say you're expanding now.
Yes, we are, yes, on the expansion. And we were hoping that groundbreaking would have been done late last year, early this year. So that's why we moved the walk to Goodman's Bay.
Yeah.
You know, to have a new venue and also to celebrate the 50th.
Yes.
Also to celebrate the 50th anniversary.
Okay, and Major, now is your turn to go over everything that is happening on the 28th.
All right, Bahamas, like I usually say, movement is medicine. Mm-hmm. So get up, let's move. February 28th, which is next week, Saturday, the Cancer Society, 20th, Stride for Life, where we'll be funded by one of these cars. We're going to have a grand raffle by a car from a blessing of a company today. You got to speak it in the bin. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Yes. February 28th, 6 a.m., ample parking. We're going to provide and assist you with your parking. Packet pickup is...
It starts at 6 a.m.?
The event starts at 6. You want to come a little bit early because we have Miss Karen Rose. She's dynamic. She's from the Outdoor Fitness. She's going to be doing our warm-up.
So what time does she start her warm-up?
She would start about 5:40, 5:30, 5:45 within that area. So 15 to 10-minute warm-up.
And can I register at the event?
We don't like to encourage
that. Last minute.
No, ma'am. We're trying to encourage these behemoths to stop being till last minute, ma'am.
But we won't turn them away.
We won't turn you away, but we won't turn you away.
This is why I like Ms.
But we're trying to train you a little differently, ma'am. Yes. Not last minute. But anyway, it's going to be fun. On the 28th, we won't turn you away. So if you, for whatever reason, if you want to come last minute, but try at all means to come to the Cancer Society next week, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. From 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., you have no excuse. Even after work, lunch hour, you can come, register, $35 for the adults, $25 for the children, $20 for the survivors. We have a wonderful swag bag filled with goodies and a nice technology design that when you're in the nighttime, it has a reflector on it.
Oh, yes.
So you can actually see the runner
in
the nighttime. So it glows up. If you come to our races, you'd see that all the runners glow up like... Just
like
amazing, like a Christmas tree.
I like things like that.
So, so come on down, register, and then the competitive runners, don't forget, your competitive runners and walkers, we are asking you to come on Tuesday and Wednesday between the hours of 10 and 4. So if you want to compete competitively, come on Tuesday and Wednesday to the Cancer Society
and
register on those particular days from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's where you'll get your chipped bib.
Okay.
The bib has a chip for digital timing, and we'll be able to facilitate you that.
Okay. And 20 years you've been doing this, and the theme this year is Stride for Life?
Stride for Life. That's it's always been Stride for Life.
Always been Stride.
Okay. And 20 years of caring, compassion, love, and unity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You wanted to say something, Ms. Moxie?
We just want to call... all of the participants to action. We're asking you to register, donate. You can come and volunteer, spread awareness. Get screened, like Marcel indicated, and encourage your loved ones to do the same.
Now, you say volunteer.
Yes, you have volunteers.
You have schools. You have youth groups.
Civic groups. Sororities, fraternities.
Yes, come and volunteer. This is your time to show the Bahamas what you are made of, that you do assist.
Mm-hmm.
So come and volunteer and encourage your young people
indeed.
As well.
Yes.
And continue to supporting the mission beyond this event.
We'd
love for you, as Ms. Stoa say, visit us.
Yes.
Get a tour,
you
know, and send the message about Stride for Life.
You're being good ambassadors.
Don't forget now, the venue has changed.
It is not at the Cancer Society.
It is at Goodman's Bay, folks. Mm-hmm. Goodman's Bay, February 28th.
And those late registrants, we will machine out there.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, we will have a credit card machine.
So
you don't have to worry, but I forget my cash.
Yes.
We have a credit card machine, so you can use your debit card and register at on site.
Because I could be walking past and say, you want to have an event?
but also remember to bring your cash, because when we have the lady with the icy bowls, listen, she ran out last year. They were awesome. They were wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just with the plug in too, that the Cancer Society not only house persons, but we also have certain financial support, you know? So go to the website, www.cancersocietybahamas.org. Register and learn more about the Cancer Society.
I see Dr. Yvette Scott sent me her email address. So So I'll give that to you also, Ms. Storr. I see it's now 11:55. We shouldn't take a break right now. We're just over the show right now, eh? I can let you talk last. Yeah. You know, that's when I take my break late and then Kermit said, we take a break. Yes. I can have them ready to come. So I can let last talk for you. Go ahead there, Ms. Storr, and then we'll just end the whole program right now.
Okay. So Stride for Life is more than a walk. It's a movement of care, support, and action. A tribute to the survivors and those remember harmers.
I like that. Amen. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Ms. Storr. Thank you very much, Ms. Moxie. And of course, thank you very much to my good cousin, Mr. Major. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
In today's market, merchants shouldn't have to choose between the high fees of cards or the security risk of physical cash. SandDollar provides the ultimate hybrid solution, the instant settlement of a cash transaction paired with the seamless digital convenience of a card. By integrating SandDollar into your checkout, you're choosing a local high-efficiency system that eliminates the friction of exact change and the uncertainty of bank delays. It's the sophisticated choice for a modern Bahamian entrepreneur looking to optimize their daily operations. Join the future of local commerce today. SandDollar.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.